back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One good piece of news. You remember Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, had been the victim of a kidnapping plot. Remember that? And they were drilling up in Cambria, Wisconsin, not too far north of Madison. They were drilling these idiots. They were going to kidnap her, bind and gag her, and take her to a cabin somewhere. And then when they were done with her, they were going to execute her. And a lot of FBI informants were involved in that. And basically, they arrested the guys. Well, the good news right now is one of them has flipped. They take them all aside. It's called the prisoner's dilemma. And they say the first one of you who gives testimony against the others and lets us know a lot more good information, you'll get a reduced jail sentence. And they put that pressure on and a guy has flipped. They just confirmed it. What that means is they put off the trial to follow up a lot of leads. It not only gives conclusive evidence against the others involved, but I'm hoping that it also leads to other plots from the right wing in Michigan, violent plots that may save lives and save victims. Thank God. She's a great governor, by the way. I thought she could easily be on a national ticket. She's very, very strong. I met her in Chicago at a conference in 2018 that they had for gubernatorial candidates from all states. And she was very impressive, very, very impressive. Joe Biden gave a very impressive speech and signed executive orders the other day. He's only president for 4 days, on inclusion, on protecting minorities from hate attacks, and also from getting rid of private prisons. And I think that's absolutely essential. Private prisons, you know, prisoners are entitled to due process. And yes, if you hire an agent, which is what a private prison is, they have to provide it as well. But as a practical matter, they shortcut, and there's violence, and you don't have the same control over private prison. And the private prison industry is big business, and it contributes a lot of money to politicians. And that's got to stop. That's got to stop. Joe Biden is the first one who said, okay, not going to do that anymore. Thank goodness he did a great job. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hi. Good morning, Matt. I just want to tell you I really enjoy listening to you in the morning. And I know I don't always call in, but I just want you to know I am listening, and you are amazing. And I hope that you seek higher office, maybe to remove Mr. Voss. That would be fantastic. I don't know. Of course, you're not in his district. But I was calling just to say, you know, it's so despicable what the Trump administration has done to our country. It saddens me deeply. Just looking at the Michigan governor and the plots that were, against her and her family and Dr. Fauci and, everybody's world was turned upside down when Trump was in office. And I'm so grateful to have President Biden there. I say it's so refreshing to have a man of distinguished and honor and intelligence and care for our country. That's the reason people are supposed to serve. And I've called Robin Voss and I told him that he's not really a civic servant. I mean, how can you roll back mass mandates? There's all these mutations going on everywhere. But anyway, I'm rambling. So God bless you and have a good day.
Betsy, thank you very much. It's a high honor to have you call and say that. I appreciate it very, very much. And I think you have nailed it. And, you know, the plot against Gretchen Whitmer was sick, just flat out sick. Kidnap a woman, bind and gag her, and take her to a remote cabin. I mean, that's beyond belief. And what Voss is doing is beyond belief. But one of the latest that came out that I still find hard to believe it or not, that circulated in the right wing of the Republican Party is that Dr. Fauci, as you say, is under death threat with his family. They are now spreading that he himself caused the coronavirus. In other words, he's the guy who ginned it up in a lab. Now, I'm laughing because I'm saying, how sick can you get? I mean, seriously, how sick can a conspiracy get? And I'll tell you, over time, going back to the Middle Ages, you had some real sick ones, and it's still the case. And with Dr. Fauci, I think he's one of the gentlest guys in the world. Not only that, he's never really criticized Trump. He's gentle. He never says anything bad about anybody. And whenever they'd ask him, even when Rachel Maddow asked him about, you know, who the no good nicks were that, you know, harassed him, and when he's CDC and Trump was in charge, he said, well, I won't talk about that. All I'll say is that now with this president, it's a great relief. And I, you know, I'm glad that the science controls. That's all he said. He didn't mention anybody's names. And suddenly the right wing lights up, and the Trumpistas and the Trump and Fuhrer himself, the Trump and Fuhrer himself lights up. There are death threats against Fauci's family, too. And now they're circulating that he created the coronavirus. You wonder at some point, is there any shred of self-respect of the right wing and QAnon and the extreme right wing of the Republican Party? And I'm not talking about Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. These are fine people. They're public servants. We can all disagree with them on this and that, but they put the interests of the country first, and they have their own ideas, and I respect them immensely. But you do have the right wing. I mean, you do have Hawley and Cruz and Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, and Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, and Gohmert from Texas, and Nunez, and Gates of Florida, who are extreme right wing. And then to the right of them, you have QAnon. They're enabling QAnon. They're enabling these conspiracy theories. They asked the Republican Party, the three leaders, do you denounce Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia's call for the assassination of Democrats? That's what she's called for. Of Nancy Pelosi, Obama, and Hillary Clinton by hanging and shooting. Here's what they said. Instead of getting rid of her, I mean, you know, they censured Steve King of Iowa, and he didn't say anything like that. He just said he thought quite a bit about Western civilization. And the problem for him is, so do I, but the problem for him is he's crude about the way he expressed it. He didn't advocate violence. They censured him. Now they're so afraid. They're so afraid of QAnon and Trump. Here's what they said, all three of them. And it, with very slight differences of diction, they said along these lines. We have always consistently said that we decry violence in both parties. Oh, yeah. You always have consistently said you decry violence in both parties. That's what you're saying about an assassination attempt at the three most prominent Democrats in the country. Is that what you're really saying? They are beyond pathetic. They're beyond weak. When the House, Nancy Pelosi, put up a resolution to condemn QAnon, Tiffany of Hazelhurst, the 7th Congressional District, voted against it. He doesn't condemn QAnon. Gallagher, who thinks he's a moderate, he's trying, they're marketing him as a moderate. He's not a moderate. He goes, I abstain. I don't know. This is, we're in control right now for the period of time. We've got to do good government. Coming to the end of our show. Great show. Back same time, same place tomorrow for Matt Flynn Direct. Stand by for great programming, syndicated programming. Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Robinson. Great programming on Saturday. Pizza Box Mike, my man, Pizza Box Mike. Get a lot of crust with Pizza Box Mike and a lot of pepperoni and sausage and cheese, too. Great stuff and other great programming. So it's Matt Flynn Direct signing off till tomorrow. Same time, same place.